Hey, we picked on the wives, we picked on the husbands, and now we're going to pick on the kids. But before you say, oh man, good thing I'm not a kid anymore. Hold on, because that's not exactly what that verse means, and that's where we're going today. Wake the Faith Up, Slayer Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hope you're having an amazing Friday. We are in the middle of this how to disrupt or dismantle your spiritual warfare game plan, or why sometimes your prayers aren't answered. I hope it's been a good one. Been getting some good feedback. Thank you very much. If you want to reach out to me, you can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Again, thanks to all the radio stations that are also promoting this podcast, putting it out on the air. I really appreciate it. And if you do write a review, please let me know what platform you hear it on. Do you hear it on the radio? Do you hear it on Spotify or Podbean or iTunes? I don't know, but let me know. So we are looking at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, which says, therefore, be strong in the Lord, but that therefore is loaded. The Greek word is loipoi, which is kind of a fun word. It sounds like an 80s band, rock band from Taiwan. Now, entertain, loipoi. Sorry. Anyway, but loipoi, it means, hold on. Now that you've fulfilled all the requirements, now you can move on into spiritual warfare. But what were the requirements? Well, first we talked about wives need to submit to their husbands, respect their husbands, and make them feel desirable. Number two, husbands need to love their wives the same way Christ loved the church. And in fact, their job is to present their wives to Jesus, being more like Jesus. That's a big, tall order. So let's get on it. Today, we're going to look at the last stanza before the therefore, and it's children, obey your parents. Now, when you think of children, you think of, yeah, if a kid's under 18, he needs to obey his parents. That word there actually really means a descendant of. It has nothing to do with age, but by blood. So it's saying, children, if you're a descendant of a parent, a mom and a dad, and who's not, you must be willing to obey. That is, willing to listen. Now, understand this. Right now, there are a lot of you listening to this podcast going, you don't know my dad or my mom. They are a mess. Or, I don't have a dad or a mom. I was raised by my grandparents. Just hold on. There are a lot of ways you could dismiss this, but understand the nuance here. The word obey means you are willing to open the door and just willing to listen. Obedience doesn't mean you have to do what they say, because some parents, they'll want their kids to do things that are just disobedient. The dad who tells his son, hey, before you get married, you know, get all you can, well, he needs to be kicked in the face with a boot, but he also needs to realize that's wrong, that's totally wrong. And the child, the descendant of, needs to understand, I don't have to obey that. It doesn't mean blind obedience. It means you're willing to open the door and listen. Why? Because many times what your parents say is wrong. Even as you get older in life, you realize what they say is wrong. But in listening, in opening the door and listening, number one, you still keep a bridge built of communication. And number two, you can learn a lot by not doing what your parents tell you. I know in today's world, we're not looking for an excuse to disobey our parents, but as you get older, you understand that by looking at your parents' lives and the mistakes they've made and the patterns they now have in their day-to-day life, I can learn a lot by doing the opposite of what they say. So the caveat here is that the father and mother are also living under the right rules in a perfect condition, right? The wife or the mom is submitted to the husband. The husband or dad is submitted to Christ. And when the child is asked to listen, that's a great picture. That's a beautiful picture, an amazing picture. But even if your parents aren't living for God, you've got to be willing to keep the relationship open. Open the door, listen. Now, the great thing about this for children is it's got a promise. It says that it will go well with you and you will live long. The word or phrase there, well with you, in the Greek is basically just an exclamation point. You know, it's like two thumbs up. If you ask someone, how's your marriage? And they give you two thumbs up with a big smile like, yeah. How's your business? Two thumbs up. Yeah. How are your finances? Two thumbs up. Yeah. That's what that well with you means. So if you're willing to listen to your parents, keep a door open, it will be two thumbs up for you, and you will live a long life. Pretty crazy. And speaking of crazy, wouldn't it be absolutely ridiculous if I started out this series saying, okay, parents, you need to obey your kids, or parents, you need to submit to your kids? You'd think, okay, Garth, you're reading it wrong, or you don't understand it, or maybe you got hit in the head with a rock. As crazy as that would be, and it would be crazy, it's just as crazy as women to dismiss, I'm not going to submit to my husband. I'm not going to respect my husband. I'm not going to make him feel desirable. But that's God's design. As crazy as it would be for the man to say, I'm not going to submit myself to Christ. I'm not going to be obedient to his word. I'm not going to follow his design. It would be just as crazy as if I said, husbands and wives, submit to your kids. You got to put it into perspective. So I'll end with this. There are 10 great warrior clans in history. The Mongols, the Maori, the British SAS, the Spartans, the Ninjas, the Gurkhas, the Kamikaze pilots, the Knights, the Samurai, the Immortals. The Maori, they were ruthless. They not only defeated their enemies, they ate them. They practiced cannibalism. They had a song that says, you wanted to run away, didn't you? But my greenstone club overtook you. And after you were cooked, you were made food for me. And where is your father? He is cooked. And where is your brother? He is eaten. And where is your wife? She sits next to me for my desire and my fantasy. And where are your children? They are loads on their backs carrying food as my slaves. They were brutal. You know what's even more brutal? What's more terrorizing? What's more ferocious? What's more fierce? What's more relentless and merciless and destroys everything in its sight? As a wife submitted, a husband submitted, and children obedient to their parents. That family is a warrior clan that will do damage to the kingdom of darkness. Think about it, practice it, pray it, believe it, act on it. Until Monday, keep slaying giants.